at 10 to 5, ABC Northern Tasmania Drive with Kim Napier. Earlier, we told you that one of the telcos, well, it's Telstra actually, they're giving their employees incentives, the equivalent of $200, to have a COVID jab. Now, the ever-changing landscape of the COVID-19 pandemic has resulted in many people experiencing heightened levels of anxiety. There's increased depression. There's concern that this state of constant change has become our new normal. We do know that the key to getting back to a relative normal remains with vaccinations. That's what the science says. But does offering incentives or indeed forcing people to be vaccinated raise ethical questions? We thought we'd ask Kim Cullen, a psychologist. Thank you so much for joining me, Kim.
Oh, no problem. How are you going, Kim?
What a great name Kim is, Kim. Do you get the look at me, Kimmy, look at me?
I do all the time. It's... And it's funny when it's in a work setting, I still can't help but laugh.
I know, it doesn't wear thin, does it? Okay, well, look, in an age of conspiracy theories, feeding the quackery on the fringes is the last thing that we need in fighting this virus. But is there a dilemma coercing people to be jabbed in the interests of public health?
It's such a tricky one. We don't have much of a precedent for this one. There are some views that, you know, in the face of a pandemic, you know, it's worth really trying everything and, you know, considering the implications later. I guess, to be honest, as far as getting motivating people to do, you know, anything, your best chance is increasing intrinsic motivation. So, you know, there's actually lots of reasons from what I can see why some people might not want to get vaccinated. And addressing whatever that specific demotivator is like the best chance.
Well, that brings me to my next question. Just from a psychological perspective, do people dislike being bribed with, you know, the old carrot and stick approach?
I don't know that that people dislike being bribed, but I don't know that the, you know, carrot stick approach is going to work in dispelling certain demotivators. So, you know, some people don't want to get vaccinated over fear of the vaccination. Some people feel it's a violation of their rights. Some people don't care, to be honest. You know, there's also proximity, you know, how hard it is to, you know, what the risk is of actually catching COVID. I mean, I'm in Western Australia. I understand you're over east. I'm in Western Australia, and the risk here is quite low given the measures that they've taken so far with this government. And then there's conspiracy. You know, sometimes it's just hard. It's hard to go and get vaccinated when you've got work and lost time and it might not be close by. So it's not so much that they dislike the carrot stick approach. If somebody's fearful of the vaccination, then the carrot stick approach probably won't work. But if you've got people who are maybe, you know, a little bit on the edge, or you know, maybe they just can't be bothered going and getting it, and then there's that incentive. Then that might actually work to get those who are a bit indecisive or hesitant. Might just get them across the line.
Well, we're very lucky because we are in Tasmania, and we have the highest vaccination rates in the country. So we are doing the right thing here, and we're very desperate to keep COVID away from our shores. Can forcing people have the opposite effect? Forcing people into anything have the opposite effect?
I think if somebody's resistance is based on their rights, then it might have the opposite effect. But if somebody is, you know, not doing the vaccination because they're worried about, as I said, they're worried about time, or, you know, they don't feel that it affects them or anyone that bothers them, I don't know that it would have the opposite effect. Yeah. But if you, you know, if you're thinking about conspiracy theories, some people have conspiracy theories, then, you know, forcing them to do it might actually feed that conspiracy theory, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, gotcha. How are we going emotionally? What are you thinking for the next, say, 12 months? How will people react to what we've been through in the last 18 months? And even though we don't have COVID here in Tasmania, we have families and friends in lockdowns. We have family and friends interstate that we know have COVID, and we're frightened that it could get into our community and it would devastate the state. It's, you know, 500,000 odd people here. We're all at this heightened level of anxiety. What's kind of the spin-off to that? What happens to us?
Well, you know, like in anxiety or fear, on anything, you run the risk of, you know, having a stress response to that. And at the moment, we're right in the middle of it, so we're not in recovery yet. So we're not necessarily looking at how to recover from this unstable time or this stressful time, because we're still in the midst of it. So it's really just trying to keep your head above water through it. We will have to look at after we've gone through the pandemic and we all feel safe again, and we're quite a ways away from that. So, you know, we're a good 12 to 24 months, as far as what I know, away from, you know, being out the other side. So I guess, you know, the short answer is it's, you know, it's trying to stay afloat and trying to have strategies in place to keep you going and keep your stress levels low and your anxiety low through it. When we finished it, we'll have more of an idea of, you know, the long-term effects. We're not long-term yet.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing, you know, that's from a psych perspective and looking at providing support. We're not out the other side. We're not in recovery yet. We're still in action mode.
Well, Kim Cullen, psychologist, thanks for chatting to us. And I understand there in WA today they've announced the COVID-19 vaccine will be available to anyone over the age of 16.
Yeah, right. Okay, so I hadn't heard that yet. So it was still 30. So it is rolling out. It's
Yep.
rolling out here, and rolling out, you know, slowly but steady. But we have the same battles everywhere. Some people are not on board yet.
Yep. Well, the science is there. Kim, thanks so much for talking to me. Look at me, Kimmy. Look at me.
No problem. Thanks so much.
See, it never gets old. Now, I mentioned that Tassie has the highest vaccination rates in Australia. Did you know Launceston has the best COVID-19 vaccination rate in the country? If you have questions, call the Tasmanian Public Health Hotline on 1800 671 738. It's ABC Northern Tasmania Drive with Kim Napier.